a man that seems to be a little underrated. You know, he had so many hits in the 60s, and you'd just never hear him talked about at all. Ronnie Dove and One Kiss for Old Time's Sake was in March of 65. It's another weekend, a minute till 9.
It's a W-H-A-S weekend. Got to crack a date.
Happening when it's happening. Another Heritage Weekend. Exclusive live action mic reports from the Belvedere. This weekend on WHAS, Louisville.
It's 9 o'clock.
CBS News. An outbreak of cholera has mobilized health officials in Syria, where at least 35 people have died from the disease. I'm Richard Roth reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Syrian officials say up to 780 cholera victims have been identified, including the 35 who died, with the outbreak of the disease apparently centered near Damascus. Health regulations have been imposed on restaurants and other public places, and public swimming pools have been closed. Although Soviet firemen were allowed into restricted areas of the American embassy in Moscow overnight, U.S. Ambassador Malcolm Toon says extensive precautions were taken to make sure security was not breached. The firemen were helping Moscow-based Marines fight a fire that gutted upper floors of the diplomatic mission, where top-secret communications equipment and sensitive files are kept. Toon says he sees nothing sinister behind the blaze, believed triggered by bad electrical wiring. He said it could be 5 months, however, before the embassy operations are back to normal. In a message to Moscow from the president, Mr. Carter commended the embassy staff, in the president's words, for persevering under the most difficult conditions. A stormy court session in New Delhi ended with Sanjay Gandhi, son of the former Indian prime minister, posting $1,100 bond and promising he'll return to court to face charges in a corruption case. During the court appearance, Gandhi was jeered by some, cheered by others, and told by the judge that he should not appear in court during preliminary arguments Monday because his presence in the courtroom makes it impossible for the judge to hear. CBS News continues in a moment.
How would you like to tape a few choice remarks for the ears of future generations? Well, if that notion appeals to you, you're not alone. This is Lawrence Johnson for What's New in Learning, heard Sundays on the CBS Radio Network. And tomorrow, I'll tell you about the current boom in tape recording. Historians are using tapes to capture history alive, and old-timers are taping their stories for future generations to make the search for roots a little easier. More about this cassette craze tomorrow on What's New in Learning, right here on the CBS Radio Network.
Today, millions of families overseas are homeless, malnourished, destitute. With your help, CARE can start them on the road to a better life. CARE will provide them with food and with the tools and equipment they need to work their way out of poverty. Send your check or money order to CARE, Box 576, New York 10016, or local CARE office.
A freight train has jumped the tracks near LaGrange, Illinois, west of Chicago, pushing a dozen freight cars and part of a passenger train off an overpass. The cars fell to railroad tracks at ground level, spilling their cargo. The passenger train was bound for California, carrying about 100 people. Reports say as many as 23 people have been injured. Three crew members from the passenger train are reported missing. New York City Mayor Abraham Beame has answered charges by the Securities and Exchange Commission that he and a group of New York banks misled investors by encouraging them to buy billions of dollars worth of risky New York City securities. Ray Brady reports.
The mayor repeated previous charges about the timing of the report less than 2 weeks before a New York City primary election. Then he started swinging and swinging hard at the New York City banks, saying that it was they who had misled the public. And he quoted from the SEC report, which charged the banks for selling their own securities in New York City, even as the public was buying them.
The SEC report reveals that between September 1974 and April 1975, the Clearinghouse Bank secretly dumped about $500 million in city securities from their own portfolios, thereby glutting the market and choking off the city's access to credit.
Many banks have denied the SEC charge, but the mayor waived the New York City security of his own and said the banks had even misled him. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
The head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference charges that some American black leaders fooled their supporters by persuading them to vote for Jimmy Carter last year without first getting concrete promises from him. Reverend Hosea Williams made the charge in a broadcast interview, saying that Mr. Carter won the presidency without promising anything. And now, Williams says, black leaders are accusing the president of breaking promises. HEW Secretary Joseph Califano predicts that national health insurance may turn out to be the Carter administration's key social program. The administration is expected to offer a health insurance plan to Congress early next year. Califano says he thinks national health insurance will become what he calls the premier domestic accomplishment of the administration. Secretary of State Cyrus Vance has an appointment at the White House tomorrow to brief President Carter on the just-completed diplomatic mission to China. The president welcomed Vance back to Washington this afternoon, saying the Peking trip had been highly successful within its limited objectives. Coal industry, union, and management officials have agreed to meet Tuesday, not to begin negotiations, but to prepare for them. Some 28,000 coal miners are on strike in Kentucky and West Virginia, although the United Mine Workers contract with the Coal Operators Association doesn't expire until December. Women and men were on walking marathons in cities across the nation today with the idea of raising consciousness and funds to support passage of the Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution. 35 states have ratified the ERA. At least three more must approve it by 1979 if it is to become part of the Constitution. The marches were sponsored by the National Organization for Women. I'm Richard Roth, CBS News.
Another busing march comes off without a hitch. This is Jan Thomas with WHAS Continuing News at 9:06. Around 200 people marched from the Outer Loop at Preston to Southern High School and back. During a rally at Southern High School, anti-busing leader Bob DePrez said their lobbying efforts had improved.
So what I'm saying to you is, it's been a long battle, it's been a hard battle, but for once you better know it. You're the winners and you're winning the war.
DePrez feels the anti-busing movement is gaining in Congress. He says they'll continue to work for an amendment against busing. An earlier busing march was shunted from the street to the sidewalks for lack of numbers. President Norman Davis of the Kentucky League for Public Awareness says many would-be marchers had to work today. Teachers in Floyd County will have to make up their minds Tuesday. Their president, Roy Rush, says their association and the school board have a tentative agreement on all issues but one, money. He says the board is sticking a pay raise offer of just over 3%. Floyd County teachers want 5%. Rush says teachers will decide next Tuesday whether to accept the contract as is or do something about it. Jefferson County teachers say their contract talks are at an impasse. They'll ask for a negotiator when they meet with the school board again on Monday. The board will try and talk them out of it. The board has offered a 6.6% pay raise, something they say shouldn't be considered final. Teachers started out by asking for a 14% increase. A citizens group known as BEST, Better Education Starts Today, says it'll start formal interviews with school board candidates shortly. BEST hopes to come out with a slate of four candidates sometime next month. The John Birch Society in Southern Indiana thinks politicians will listen. They're circulating petitions against the Panama Canal Treaty. Those petitions will be sent to Senators Birch Bayh and Richard Lugar. Our WHAS National Weather Service radar scan shows no precipitation over Kentuckiana. The forecast, cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, the low around 75. A good chance of showers tomorrow, the high around 88. In Louisville, it's 81 degrees. I'm Jan Thomas.
And Barbara, the Temptations. No, not those Temptations. This was a different group called the Temptations that preceded the others. 1960, the year for Barbara. It's 9-11 at WHAS. Good evening. Here is Sinatra and Billy Mays music.
It's just the same.
Sinatra at his swinging his best, huh? Billy May is the swing in Sinatra.
The same old song and dance. 914 at WHAS. I need a contestant. Let's try our dollar a second game here now. We start the clock with 23 seconds, and I play a familiar song for you. And we subtract a dollar for every second it takes you to give me the name of the song. So we need a contestant first. Let's take third caller. If you haven't won in the past 60 days, chance for you to win $20 here. Well, we start dollar a second, $23, and count down from there. 585-2385. It's area 502. Third caller now, if you haven't won in 60 days, all right? Here is The Way We Were from Barbara, 914. It was, I believe, the biggest song of the year, wasn't it? 74, The Way We Were from Barbara. 918 WHAS, Joe Donovan, our Saturday night revival. Well, I asked for a contestant a minute ago on our dollar a second game. We're going to play it again a little bit later if you didn't get through this time. I have Doug Fisher on the telephone. Howdy, Doug.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How's your Saturday?
Oh, beautiful.
What are you doing tonight, Doug?
Sitting here listening to you.
I see. Okay. You have a family?
Yeah, sure do.
Okay.
Got wife and two fine boys.
I see. They all home tonight?
Oh, we're all home.
Okay. Doug, what do you do for a living, may I ask?
I'm an order clerk for Fulton Fish.
Okay. You've been out to State Fair, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
When did you go?
Back during the... I guess Friday after it opened.
Oh, I see. Back beginning of it, huh?
Right.
All right, Doug, let's get you some money here. Now, I'm going to give you... Have you heard us play this game before?
No, I never have.
Okay, the dollar a second. What we do here, start with 23 seconds. And can you turn down the radio a little bit there, Doug?
Turn it down.
Is that your wife?
Yes.
She's going to help you out on this, huh?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play a familiar song for you, and you'll have 23 seconds to identify it, but you lose a dollar a second. So the sooner you can identify it, the better, okay?
All right.
Now, I'll give you your choice. Do you want a song out of the 60s or out of the 50s? Now, either
60s.
Way to... Pardon me?
60s.
60s. All right. Sounds like that's definitely your decade, huh?
Well, the early 60s was.
Okay. All right. We'll see how you do. Now, I turn up your radio a little bit.
A little bit.
You listen to this song, and as soon as you know who did it and the name of it, I need both, okay? Are you clear on that, Doug?
All right.
Both title and artist, please.
Title and artist.
Right. You yell it out as soon as you know it. We'll stop
all
the
right.
clock, and that's how many dollars you get. Fair enough?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. As soon as you know title and artist, tell me about it.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. That was Simon and
Garfunkel. I need the title. I need the title. Come on.
The Sound of Silence.
There you got it.
By Simon Garfunkel.
Took a while for it to come to you, doesn't it? I know how that works. Well, Doug, how long do you figure it took you?
5 seconds.
Doug, it took you 20 seconds.
Oh, 20?
Yeah, 20 seconds. Doug, that doesn't leave you much.
Well, it leaves you blank.
Leaves you $3.
It's $3 more than I started with.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Sounds of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel, right? That kind of puts you on the spot, doesn't it? When you hear those songs, you know them, and you got to think, what's the name of it, right?
I could have sang the whole song before I got the title.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, Doug, we're going to get you $3, okay?
I appreciate it, thank
you. Right. Have a good night.
All right.
All right, bye. Mr. Sadman, here are the Cordettes. They're from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, near the Cordettes, and Mr. Sandman. You know, that dollar a second game, that's a fun thing. But it's kind of strange because, you know, when you're just casually listening to any song, like that Sound of Silence thing a minute ago, and you're just casually doing something, listening to it, you know it right away. But when you put on the spot, and suddenly it's worth dollars to you, and it's a dollar a second, you're losing. You know, you get all tied up in knots and you can't think of the thing. You know how it goes. Well, we'll give you a chance. We'll give you a chance a little later in the program to play it again.
Baby, let's bundle now!
Chum Chugger! Birdland, Chubby Checker, 63 the year.
I'll be looking for you at where you meet friends and where you make friends. Kid friends, grown-up friends, and animal friends. There are over 600 animals to make friends with, and there's always a new one coming along for you to meet. And there's a whole society of kids and grown-ups, the Zoo Society. There's a lot of friends at the zoo for you. Visit Kentucky's only zoo, the Louisville Zoo, and join the Zoo Society.
Last week, somebody called and said, how about some peaches and herb music? This was big for them back 11 years ago, and let's fall in love. 929 at WHAS. Again, we check Sports 84. In the American League in baseball tonight, Texas 8-2 over New York, Boston 7, Minnesota 5, Detroit beat California 7-6, Oakland 9, Toronto 8, Cleveland, Seattle 5, nothing Cleveland at the end of 3.5, nothing on Kansas City, Baltimore, or Milwaukee, Chicago yet. Over in the National, San Francisco beat Chicago 7-1. The Reds beat Philadelphia 6-5. Atlanta 2, New York nothing. That's at the end of 3. And we'll give you an update in the scores, and we should have some football in for you in another hour from now.
It's the WHAS weekend. Time to get unwound. Time to get unwound. Time to get around. Better keep that sound coming clean. WHAS.
For the weekend, for the weekend, for the weekend. Remember,
remember that? Well, you remember then from the Earls. If you remember then, it was 1962, back 15 years for them. 9:33, and Joe Donovan here Saturday night with you on our Saturday Night Revival. 585-2385, request lines open. Graham Nash and David Crosby. David Crosby, the immigration man, was 5 years ago, 72. It's 9:35. We're going to go cruising with Joe Niagara, WIBG, Wibbage in Philadelphia, the way it was 20 years ago, later in the show. And we're going to interview Johnny Crawford, Mark, on the Rifleman Show. Johnny's grown up quite a bit. He's, 31, 32 now. Anyway, he's going to tell us a little bit about himself here in a few minutes on the program. Meanwhile, we're taking down requests for next Saturday. Played quite a lot of Elvis tonight. Here's some more from... from Elvis with Scotty and Bill. This goes back a ways. One of his early songs.
I forgot to remember to forget her. Well, if something sure is wrong, cause I'm the blue and
oh, that's one of the early, early Elvis with Scotty and Bill, and I forgot to remember to forget. 9:38 at WHAS, 81 degrees. We're clear in Louisville. Skies clear all over Kentuckiana tonight. Nothing on radar at all. Good chance of thundershowers Sunday. The high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Thundershowers likely affect a good chance of some rain by tomorrow night. The low in the mid-70s, and Monday's high again in the 80s. Chance of rain is 50%, Sunday 80% by tomorrow night. Clear in 81, now humidity at 77. Johnny Crawford plays the role of Mark on The Rifleman, Chuck Connors' boy, as you know. The reruns you see here in Louisville. Always kind of fun to watch those again if you haven't seen them for a long time. And I had the opportunity to talk to Johnny not too long ago. In fact, it's been under a year, I think. And we talked quite a bit about his career and what he's doing today and about the Rifleman Show and about his records. He had a few hit records, but he didn't really follow it through that much. I talked to him about that.
You didn't pursue a recording career past eight records, really. Became more involved in acting or what?
Well, no, I continued pursuing it, but I wasn't enjoying the material that I had to do. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my music, really. I didn't know really what I wanted to sing, except perhaps I would have liked to have sung ballads more than the bubblegum music that I was doing. And they weren't interested in me doing those kind of things. And then I was drafted in 1965, the end of 65. And I parted ways with Delphi at that time, figured that was a convenient time to change. And when I got out of the service 2 years later, I never really pursued it full-heartedly again, and because I didn't feel I really knew where I wanted to go with my recording. I have always enjoyed singing and sing for myself constantly, and right now I'm getting ready, I think, to pursue a singing career again. I'm interested in the early jazz period from the 20s and early 30s. And my heroes of that period are Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Boys, which were recordings done before Bing Crosby became a star on his own right and had a whole different quality and sang mostly jazz. It was before he went into the crooning period, really. Well, although I do like the crooning period. I like the songs of that era because they were so unabashedly corny.
Mm-hmm.
And lyrical. And today they're so camp, and some of the lyrics are so wonderfully amusing.
Do you have a recording contract lined up, or is this just something?
No, I don't. What I want to do, I think, is get together my material, and I do it with the guitar, and I think I'm going to bust out in a couple of months and try it in some clubs and see how people react to it and see if there is a market for it. And it's certainly unlike anything anybody else is doing, and anything anybody else would want to do, probably, even if they knew about it.
Yeah.
But it's something that I think I do well, and something that I certainly enjoy, so I might as well try it and see what happens.
Sure.
But, as a matter of fact, I'm using that particular style of singing right now in a play that I'm currently doing in Los Angeles called Mustard, which is about two songwriters in the 40s on their way to Hollywood. And it's a very camp satire on the road movies with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope of the 40s, but in it it's very loose, and we borrow from many different periods of music in the way each of the songs are styled. One number is like a 50s rock and roll number, another number is right out of the 30s, and one has got a rumba beat, and it's quite a colorful musical, to say the least.
Johnny, I want to talk about the Rifleman here in just a minute. First, let's back up to hit number two for you, which was something that, we get requests for occasionally, and the people that like that song just have got to hear the one that, Patty Ann, try some of that for me, will you?
Oh, my God. I haven't sung that in so long. That wasn't a hit nationally. I mean, it got on the national charts up to top 30, I think.
Yeah.
But it was it certainly had its areas. Some places it didn't get on the charts at all, and I couldn't understand. I didn't like the song myself, and we had to. It took, I think, a month before we got a take on that that was passable. I just couldn't get into singing it, you know. And it was number one in Dallas, Texas, for 7 weeks. Other places like Los Angeles, I don't think it ever even got played.
Hmm.
And I can understand it.
Yeah, you didn't care for the song, in other words.
Not a lot. I think my performance stinks.
Oh, Patty Ann, will you marry me?
He didn't think too much of that song. Huh? He was in his teens when he recorded that. Johnny Crawford is 31 today. 9:46. WHAS in our Saturday night revival here. These are the Grassroots.
I think of all the worries people seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true.